I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 26, 2026. A teenage girl is in critical condition after neighbors say she was shot waiting for her school bus on Park Duval Street corner. Jess Clark with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting was at the scene.
Officials say a call came in at 8 a.m. about a girl suffering from a gunshot wound. Neighbors say the teenager was waiting for her bus when shots rang out. Eric Spencer heard the gunfire and came over to make sure none of his neighbors were hurt.
It's sad that youth, young people, teenagers, can't go and come from school without having to worry about if somebody going to run through here shooting for some reason.
Tuesday's shooting marks the third at a Jefferson County Public Schools bus stop in 5 years. City and district officials say they are working together and will provide extra security at the stop in the days to come. I'm Jess Clark in Louisville.
Governor Andy Beshear has ordered flags to be lowered half-staff at all Kentucky state office buildings in honor of the late Dolly Parton. The legendary entertainer died yesterday at the age of 80. Beshear directed flags remain lowered for 1 week, ending at sunset on September 1st. The governor posted a picture of his family alongside Parton on his Facebook page. He wrote that her imagination library has sparked brighter futures for thousands of children across the Commonwealth. The program mails a free book each month to children from birth to the age of 5. Parton visited Kentucky in 2024 to celebrate the Imagination Library going statewide. During the visit, Beshear named her a Kentucky Colonel, the state's highest honor given to individuals for their contributions and achievements. The administration of Governor Beshear is withholding communications related to the Lee Specialty Clinic in advance of a controversial cut announced in June. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Sonka has this report.
Beshear announced in June that the state-owned clinic serving patients with intellectual and developmental disabilities would face drastic cuts in July. He reversed those cuts 2 weeks later, saying he was diverting funds from other parts of the budget. Kentucky Public Radio submitted an open records request seeking communications about the clinic in advance of the cuts, but they withheld 127 emails deemed preliminary. After initially saying they would reveal the sender, recipient, date, time, and subject line of the emails, the administration reversed course without explanation. First Amendment attorney Mike Abadi says that violates the Kentucky Open Records Act.
And it's pretty telling that they said they were going to comply, and after you kept pressing for it, they changed their mind. So there must be something they're trying to hide in these records if they're not willing to do the basic things the statute requires.
After Beshear reversed the cuts, Republican House Speaker David Osborne accused the governor of creating a crisis, quote, just so he can appear to save the day. Beshear at the time blamed the GOP supermajority for not properly funding Medicaid and social services in the state budget bill.
I've never used people as political pawns, and I never will.
There were three times over the summer when Beshear announced cuts to Medicaid and services, only to reverse them by using other budgeted funds. I'm Joe Salka in Louisville.
A saddlebred horse named Mr. Spots arrived in Louisville to compete in the World Championship Horse Show at the Kentucky State Fair. Shortly before the event began last week, Mr. Spots died when he was electrocuted in his stall. A spokesperson for the state fair says the investigation is still ongoing, but blamed a short in an electrical cord they did not provide. The state fair says exhibitors are responsible for the equipment they bring and that the temporary stalls had passed inspection. The show split from its governing body, the U.S. Equestrian Federation, shortly after they demanded several changes at the fair in 2024. Those changes included providing adequate power without posing a safety threat to the stabled horses. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.